Today on Country Music News International, celebrating 40 years in country music, Grammy Award-winning member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, with me, Miss Winona Judd. It is great to have you on here and to talk about your new up-and-coming album, plus that great tour that's going to be happening here very soon.
Well, good morning, my dear. I'm grateful.
Let's begin with the new album that's coming out, Tribute to the Judds. Some of the guests, Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire, Leanne Rimes, Jelly Roll, Blake Shelton, Molly Tuttle, Trey Hensley, many others. So kind of give us a story behind the album.
I think the thing that really affects me the most as someone who loves music as an artist, I'll go there first. I think it's really, really a major blessing that we are not forgetting this historical time in country music. When Mom and I first came out in 1984, it was just the two voices and a guitar, and we came out of nowhere. I mean, I went from being on welfare to millionaire. I was 17 years old and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I was just figuring it all out, trying to understand what was happening to me. It's a historical time. Both personally and professionally, I was, you know, just propelled into this insane world of opening for George Strait. Johnny Cash was a mentor, sharing stages with Merle Haggard and George Jones and Waylon Jennings and the Highwaymen, and just, oh my God, opening for some of the greatest artists of all time. And so the Judd music is this historical, you know, experience for me, both personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. So professionally, I love that this record honors that time in history. I think it's really important to not forget where we come from. And this just gives me something to think about for the next generation will know what this music is. And I think that's really cool.
Well, Winona, I feel that a lot of us grew up in that era with you, your music always being there. It's like maybe kissing your boyfriend or girlfriend for the very first time, or a honeymoon, and a Judd song that might be in the background, something that, you know, you're going to remember together. I just hope the next generation is able to grow up with your music, especially with this new Judd's tribute album that's coming out.
There's a song in the background to life, and I think about that probably more than anything else besides my schedule and what I'm going to say and do. I think about how music is in the background of people's lives, and that's what I love about country music, is that people have experiences to this music, and I think that's probably why I continue to be as passionate as I am.
Once again, here on Country Music News International, we're talking with a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Miss Winona Judd. We're going to be covering her tour here in just a few moments, but she's got that new album that is coming out and featuring all those great guests. You know, Winona, I noticed you only sang one song on this album, the song Cry Myself to Sleep, a duet with Trisha Yearwood. Tell us more about that.
I think it's what they chose. It, you know, Brett Mayer is sort of he's the leader. I mean, he's the one that said, here's what we're going to do. And that song was chosen for me. They had their agenda and their idea of who they wanted. Like, they wanted Jelly Roll to do Love Can Build a Bridge. They wanted Cody to do Grandpa. And I just, you know, I'm a servant of song. I get a phone call and mm-hmm. people make suggestions and I say, okay. And that's what was mm-hmm. given to me. That was sort of my contribution to the album. I picked Trisha just because I've always wanted to do something with her, and she came out to the farm mm-hmm. and we sang this song together, recorded it, and it's one of my favorite things I've ever done.
So the album is 14 tracks. It's a tribute to the Judds. You're going to be able to pick it up on downloads anywhere, so everybody go check that out. I'm sure that you'll be glad that you did. So I don't know, let's kind of get into the tour schedule. That's going to begin October the 26th in Indianapolis, Indiana, and go all the way through till it ends up in Knoxville. And anybody can go anywhere they want to on the internet and find the dates for what you all call the Back to Y 2023 tour. And it's going to be featuring your first two albums, I believe, a lot of bittersweet memories right there, and you're going to be having a lot of memories on the stage. So tell us about the tour.
What's so cool about this tour is I'm getting to go back in time and celebrate. I think, you know, when we're all so busy living in the tomorrow and some people in the past, we forget to be in the now. And I know I'm guilty of that too. You know, when I did the first record, I was coming out on my own. I was transitioning from being with the Judds on tour to being by myself. I was solo all of a sudden, and it was quite a transition. I'll admit it was a really painful and traumatic time in my life personally, but professionally it was an opportunity to come out as a champion, and I did so, and the fans were there. They believed in me when I didn't even believe in myself. And so these albums are just so sacred to me because it literally healed me through a time when I didn't know what the hell was going on, and all I could do was sing. I would show up and sing no matter what shape I was in, and by God, it worked. And I still think about it today. How in the world did I do it? And the fans are my family of choice. Now that Mom is gone, it's even more intimate because I just am an orphan, and I look to my sisters and brothers for strength, and these people are my family. And so I'm so grateful that I get to take my pain and turn it into purpose.
You are going to be living a lot of emotions, a lot of memories. Are you nervous?
I am. I think because I still have that desire to please. We're all, you know, people pleaser types, some more than others. I've certainly had my struggle with it, and I wrote in my book about it because I really want to be the best I can be. And I get nervous because I think it's such a personal thing, this tour. This is such a personal time. It's not just a professional obligation. In other words, it's me reliving, you know, those experiences, coming out with She Is His Only Need. I remember when that song first came out, and it was my first number one record, and I was so grateful and so relieved that it did well, obviously. As a champion, I know what to do. I come out on stage, and I sing from my toenails, and I give everything that I have. I don't know how much time I have left. None of us do. And so there's always that thing in the back of my mind of, is this my last performance? And I know that's heavy, but it's sort of the way I think, because we travel, we don't know in life when our last experience will be. And so I literally give it everything I have.
So once again, we're talking with Country Music Hall of Fame member Miss Wynonna Judd and the Back to Why tour. That's going to be starting October the 26th in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're going to be able to get the tickets or anything else, information, all on the Internet. So as we finish up our conversation, Wynonna, is there anything that you would like to say? I always like to give the last word.
Well, I just, you know, when I do these interviews, I'm always keenly aware that people are listening, and I just love people, and I'm so grateful that I still have a place in country music. I've been doing this for 40 years. I just want to remind people, you know, everywhere I go, is that I just wrote a song called Broken and Blessed, and it says, I'm somewhere between hell and hallelujah. And as a believer, I just constantly struggle, like most people, to see the light at times because there's so much going on in our country, but not to forget that we still live in the greatest country on earth. And to be honest, I am never going to give up. And if somebody tells me to go home, I'll argue with them because I'm just so passionate. And I thank the fans for being there for me and for giving me a place to belong. And country music has been my life now for 40 years, and I look forward to the next chapter and sharing it with as many people as I can.
Wynonna Judd, member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, celebrating 40 years in country music. It's been a great honor for me to be able to talk with you, and certainly appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on Country Music News International.
Well, I'm grateful again, and I look forward to the next chapter, and I'll be out there, the proud American that I am, reminding people that, you know, freedom ain't free, and we just keep on keeping on no matter what.